The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife, Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen. Daf Tet Zayin. Today's Daf is being studied. Le'adu Nishmat, Mor Zekani Yosef Ben Sarah, and Marat Zekanati Yafa Bat Sarah. Le'adu Nishmat Avram Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanichim Began Eden. Amen. Today's Daf is being studied for us, Shilema, Moshe Mendina, Siyon Ben Esther. Sarah bat Rachel, Sarah Ruhama bat Rachel, and the Refana Nahim. Fuat Nefesh, Fuat Aguf, Fuatam Kerbala Bove, Hen Yirasov, and Omar Amen. We begin today's Daf and Tet Zayin Amud Lishon, starting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down with the words Ubishtar. We learned that one of the ways that an Ever Evri is Niknit, is acquired, is with a Shtar. How do you know that an Eved Evri is Niknit Bishtar? Amar Ula Amar Kera Im Aheret Yikahlo. That's talking about the owner of an Amma Evriya is able to marry. Adon takes the Amma Evriya, that's called Yehud. After he marries her, the Torah says Im Aheret Yikahlo. If he wants, he can take another wife. So the Gemara's Doresh. If he takes another wife besides the Amma. So the Gemara compares the Acheret, the second wife, to the Amma. Ma Acheret Mekniyah Bishtar. How do you acquire a second wife? We learned already. One of the ways you acquire a wife is with a Shtar. Af Amma Avriyah Mekniyah Bishtar. So too, the first lady, the Amma Avriyah, you could acquire her through a Shtar. So comes the Gemara and says, according to this opinion, it works out good that who's writing the shtar? The Adon. Right? Right? So according to that opinion, it makes sense because that's what the shtar of Kiddushin is, the same type of shtar. Which, right, the husband writes, and you want to learn from a regular Kiddushin to the case of Amma Avriyah, so that means the Adon is the one that's writing the shtar. However, but according to the opinion that says that it's the father that sells the daughter, he's the one that's writing it, right? Biti kinuyalach. That's what he writes in the shtar. So how could you learn it from Kiddushin? Kiddushin, the Adon writes it. But if you're learning that shtar Amma Avriyah is written by the father, you need a different source. Look at Meshi. Adon kotbo biticha kinuyali. Right, a regular Adon that's buying an Amma Avriyah, he writes the shtar to the father that he's buying it from. Right, b'techa kinuyali, your daughter is acquired. We've been told that after the shtar kedushin, just like a regular kedushin, she'ba'al kotev b'techa im mikodeshet li. Ela lemadabar av kotvo lo yali b'shtar kedushin. According to the opinion, it says that the master is writing the. That the father is writing the shtar. You can't learn it from a regular kedushin. Because in a regular kiddushin, the father doesn't write the shtar. So how does that shita know that an eved that Amma Avriyah is niknit bishtar? The itman. How do we know it's a machlok? The itman, because we have a statement. Shtar Amma Avriyah mikotvo. Right? Who writes it? It's a machlok. Ravuna Amar Adon kotvo. Ravuna says the Adon kotvo. So Ravuna, we're good. Ravuna says the Adon writes it, and he learns it from the kiddushin of a Amma Avriyah, Im Aheret Yikahlo, just like the Aheret is Niknit Bishtar, so too the Amma is Niknit Bishtar. However, Rav Chasda Amar, Av Kotvo, Hanicha L'Ravuna. Ravuna is good, which means he can learn it from Im Aheret Yikahlo. He learns Shtar Amma Avriyah from Shtar of the Kiddushin. And Rav Chasda Amar, what are you going to say that he says the father writes it? So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Avraham bar Yaakov Amar Kera Lo Tetze Ketze Ta'avadim. Okay, that's she. This is talking about over here that what? Lo Tetze Ketze Ta'avadim B'shen V'ayin U'Brashe Evarim Ke'evet Kana'ani, which we have a law that says if a person has an Evet Kana'ani and he damages the Evet Kana'ani in one of the primary limbs, for example, he blinds his eye, or he even knocks out a tooth, she'im simet aineha, she doesn't have an Amma Avriyah. She does not go out like an Evet Kana'ani, meaning if the master causes a damage to the Amma Avriyah, that's not a reason for it to go free. Or an Evet Avri, let's say. Eno yotze bekach. Ela what? Noten lo deme eno, v'ze mashlim shesh v'yotze. Pay for the eye, but he's got to finish his term. So notetze, ketze tamen teaches me what? And an Evet Avri does not go out like an Evet Kana'ani b'shen v'ayin. So the Gemara Zoresh, aval niknit hi kekinyan ha'avadim. She doesn't go out like an Evet Kana'ani, but she goes in like an Evet Kana'ani. Now, how is an Evet Kana'ani acquired? Umayniu shtar. One of the ways an Evet Kana'ani is acquired is through a shtar. Now, she says, Avan nikniti ke kinyan avadim kana'anim, vehem niknim b'shtar. We know that an Evet Kana'ani is compared to Karka, and we know that one of the ways that Karka's niknit is with a shtar. So therefore, that's how we know, and we know the law, and the one that's selling the shtar. I'm sorry, the one that's selling the Evet Kana'ani writes the shtar. My Evet Kana'ani is sold to you. So similarly, we'll say by the Amma Avriya, the father writes the shtar. So therefore, according to Rav Chisda, the source of shtar by Amma Avriya is Lo Tetze Ketze Ta'abadim. That means an Amma Avriya does not go out Ketze Ta'abadim, but she is acquired like Evet Kana'ani, and just like an Evet Kana'ani's niknit bishtar, so too Amma Avriya's niknit bishtar. And who writes it? The father. The Quran says, Ve'ema aval nikniti ke kinyan avadim, umaynihu hazaka. Which means, I agree with your logic to say that what? That she doesn't go out like an Evet Kana'ani bishin ve'ayin, and she'll go in like an Evet Kana'ani. How? Through hazaka. What does hazaka mean? Which means, just like an Evet Kana'ani, one of the ways you acquire him is you let him do some work for you. Meaning he does a chore, that's considered hazaka, and then you acquire him. So similarly, I'll say what? That maybe an Amma Avriya also. That why you let her go do a certain melacha, and that's considered, who told you that you're comparing it to gabe shtar? Maybe you're comparing it to gabe the other kinyanim of hazaka. Amar kera, v'tnahaltem otam d'bnechem acharechem. The pasuk says regarding Evet Kana'ani, "Vitnahaltem otam," and you will bequeath the Evet Kana'ani to your children. And Evet Kana'ani is like an asset; it's given over to the children like a yirusha. So the Gemara is doresh the following: "Otam behazaka," which means otam only in Evet Kana'ani is like a field, in the sense that it's niknit behazaka ve'lo aher behazaka. So therefore, we, from that pasuk over there, we know that hazaka is not a viable kinyan by Amma Avriya. So therefore, must be the only kinyan that we're comparing Evet Kana'ani to Amma Avriya to is shtar. So Gemara says, "Be'ema otam bishtar velo aher bishtar." Well, who told you? Maybe when it says "v'tnahaltem otam," it's coming to tell me that what? Maybe only Evet Kana'ani is with shtar, and not Amma Avriya, which is, who told you when the pasuk said that nahaltem otam, and you're limiting the kinyan of an Evet Kana'ani? So you want to say, their niknit b'hazaka, but not Amma Avriya. Maybe I could say the opposite. Their niknit b'shtar, and not Amma Avriya. Who told you to limit hazaka, maybe limit shtar? Gemara says, haketiv lo tetzik etzit avadim. Go back. But the pasuk says lo tetzik etzit avadim, and from lo tetzik etzit avadim we learned what? That an Evet, that an Amma Avriya doesn't go out like Evet Kana'ani, but goes in. Yeah. So therefore, from one pasuk you're limiting shtar, you're limiting hazaka, and from another pasuk you're including shtar. Now for the same money, you could have learned the opposite way. You could have learned that what? that the pasuk that's limiting is limiting shtar, and the pasuk of lo tetzei kaset avadim is coming to include hazakah, which is who told you to include shtar and exclude hazakah? Maybe it's vice versa. Maybe one pasuk is coming to include hazakah and limit shtar. So the Gemara's question is umaraita, which is who told you? You have two pasukim over here. You have one pasuk that says lo tetzei kaset avadim, and another pasuk says v'tnahaltem otam. That Nahatem Otam teaches me that there's a certain kinyan that only works by Evet Kana'ani and doesn't work by Amma Avriya. Which kinyan is that? Hazakah. Hazakah works by Evet Kana'ani but doesn't work by Amma Avriya. Lo Tetzek Etzet Avadim. That what? That in Amma Avriya doesn't go out like an Evet Kana'ani, but going in they're the same. In which respect? Shtar. So you excluded Hazakah, you excluded Shtar. So Gemara says, Umaraita. For the same logic, you can go the other way and say what? That maybe you're including Azakah and you're excluding Shtar. So the Gemara says, Mistabra, Shtar Havilil Ribuye. That makes more sense to say that Shtar, you're going to include the Siddur Amavid that can be nicknamed Bishtar. Why? Because you see that Shtar works in other places where Shekem Motzi'a Bibat Yisrael. You see, Shtar has a Kinyan, the Gabe Egit. A regular Bat Yisrael that wants to get out of a marriage uses a Shtar. So you see, the Kinyan is a common kinyan. So therefore, whenever you have a kinyan that's more common, let's say, so therefore it's more logical that that kinyan is going to work somewhere else. So since we found shtar work by Bat Yisrael, albeit not in a if you really wanted to make a better proof, you should have said we found the shtar that works for kiddushin, because that's more analogous to buying an Amma Avriya. The Mefarshim asked this question, and they say, you're right, could have said that. They just wanted to use the shtar that's Befirush written in the Torah. Shtar Kiddushin is not written in the Torah Befirush. But Shtar Girushin is actually written in the Torah. So even though the analogy would have been better on a Shtar Kiddushin, it wrote Shtar Girushin because that's the one that's written Befirush. But the point is what? It's more mistabed to include Shtar because we see a Shtar is used in other places. If that's the way you're looking at it, Adaba Hazakah v'le'nebuye sheken koneh b'minech she'agir. We see a case of Hazakah that works in such a place of Nech she'agir. What's the case of Nech she'agir? You have a gir. Right? Convert has no relatives. Convert dies. Okay? So what's the law? You have a guy that's working in the convert's field, and he realizes that the guy died. All he has to do is dig do a little hazakah in the guy's field, and he's koneh. Which means hazakah is an amazing type of kinyan, because every other kinyan you need two people. You need a koneh, and you need a makneh. Kesef, you need the guy that's giving the money, the guy receiving the money. Shtar, the giver and the receiver. When it comes to hazakah, here you don't even have a guy on the other side. The guy is dead. And you still see what? Hazakah is koneh. So then we see it's a type of kinyan that works, very easily, more than any other kinyanim, so therefore I would maybe include that hazakah should work by an amma ibriya. So Gemara says, however, bi'ishut miha lo ashkehan, which means the acquisition of an amma ibriya is like an ishut. It's like a relation between a man and a wife, because the owner could eventually marry. No, the owner can marry the amma ibriya. So therefore, I would more compare it to a case of Ishut. Hazakah doesn't acquire by Ishut. But Shtar acquires by Ishut. Shtar Kiddushin, Shtar Girushin. So since I found Shtar that works by Ishut, by matrimonial cases, it's more mistabir to include Shtar than Hazakah. Again, Hazakah you don't find by Ishut. You can acquire a lady with Hazakah. But what? You can acquire a lady with shtar. You can get out of a relationship with a shtar as well. So it's more mistabeh when you're buying an amma avriya, that's like an ishut. Because eventually I don't can even marry the amma. So therefore it's mistabeh to include shtar that you find by other ishut.
And not hazakah.
That's what it's ibaitema. Lahachi ahani imaheret. Oh. Which means like this. We added the Rasha above for Rav Huna. Imaheret yikachlo. What did we learn from Imaheret yikachlo? Imaheret, we said, just like the other lady that the Adon marries can be Niknit Bishtar, so too the Amavida can be Niknit Bishtar. But the Avgadad didn't like that Pasuk, because he learned that it wasn't the Adon that's writing the Shtar for Amavida, he learned it was the father. So therefore he needed the Pasuk of Lo Tetze, Ketze Ta'abadim, to teach me, Lo Tetze, but going in, they're the same. The Gebe what? The Gebe Shtar. Oh, so he said, oh, maybe the Gebe Hazakah. No, that's what the other Pasuk of Ima'eret Yikahlo, to tell me that learned the Pasuk of Lo Tetze Ka'abadim is referring to Shtar. Which means, I have two Pasukim according to the Hazda. Ima'eret Yikahlo teaches me what? That the starting point, Ima'eret Yikahlo, that what? Shtar is viable. Oh, or actually go the other way. Lo Tetze Ketze Ta'abadim. Teach me, you don't go out, but going in, they're the same. If it's Kana'ani and Amavriya, the Gabe what? Maybe the Gabe Hazakah. No, you have another Pasuk, Imahirit Kahlo. That just like the second one is Bishtar, so to the Amavriya is Bishtar. So if it's a combo between both, Pasukim, Ravuna, Veravuna, Hailo Tetzik and Setavaim, Mai Darishbe. Okay, now, Kot Ravuna, let's go slow. Where did he learn that started, that Amavriya is Nikit Bishtar? Imahadit Yikahlo, straight. Mm-hmm. That just like the second lady is Nikit Bishtar, so the first lady is Nikit Bishtar also. So what does he do with the Pasuk of Lo Tetze Ketzet Avadim? So the Gemara says, Ahu Mevi'ele, She'ena Yotza Berashe Evarim Ke'evet Pashut. That you learn what? That she doesn't go out, Berashe Evarim, just like an Evet Kanani, if you break his tooth, he goes out. Yeah. However, Amavira, Lo Tetze Ketzet Avadim. You pay her, compensate her, but she doesn't go out. V'rav Hezda, if that's the only thing the Pasuk was telling you, it just should have said, Lo Tetze Ketzet Avadim. My Ketzet Avadim, extra word Ketzet, Shema Mina Tarte. It's teaching you two things. Number one, that Amavida doesn't go out, and number two, that she doesn't go out, but she goes in like an Evid Kanani. She's like an Evid that goes in with Shtar, so too she goes in with a Shtar. Okay, comes Gemara continues. One of the ways that an Eved is Niknit Vikonet Atzmo B'Shanim. Oh, how does he go out? He acquires himself with years, which means 6 years are over, he goes out free. So he buys his freedom with years. How do you know that? Dikhtiv Shesh Shanim Ya'avod U'Bashigayit Yitzed Ha'ofshi. Very good. Okay. B'Gera'on Kesef. Sorry. B'Yoveh Dikhtiv Ad Shnat Ha'Yoveh Ya'avod Emach. Again, B'Ferush. Till Shnat Ha'Yoveh, he works by you. After that, he's out. B'Gera'on Kesef. How do we learn Gera'on Kesef? That means whatever, let's say, they paid, he had to pay, let's say, for 6 years, he paid 6 maneh. Okay, so that means 1 maneh per year. Now it's the 3rd year, so he's able to redeem himself, pay the master the balance, which means 3 years left, let him pay 3 maneh, and then he goes out. So how do you know that Gera'on Kesef, that he's able to subtract from his Kesef to get out? So the Gemara says, Amar Hizkiya, De Amar Kira, because the Pasuk says, Vehevda, right? Vehevda, which means the Adon will redeem her. Which means, like, the Adon helps on the redemption. Because you just have to subtract the amount of time that was worked. Exactly. They subtract from the Pidyon, and she's able to go out. Comes the Gemara and says, Tana. Oh, we have a statement. Braita. Vekone et atzmo bekesef, upsha bekesef. Okay, he can get out, not only by paying money, but even something that's valued of money. Upsha bekesef. Ubishtar. And he can also buy himself out with a shtar. And that's a chadush now. He can buy himself. We said getting in, he can get in with a shtar. Now it's saying you can get out with a shtar. What does a shtar mean? Exactly. But hereby, I'm hereby free? What kind of shtar are you going to give for everything to go out? So it's bishtar ma'kesef, dechtim me'kesef meknato. Good. Sheve kesef na'ami, yashiv gi'ulato amar rahmana. We learn from that pasuk. Yashiv gi'ulato, the word they say yashiv is extra. To teach me that what? Le'nabot sheve kesef ke'kesef. That if a guy wants to pay his way out, he can pay himself out with money or value of money. What's the case of buying himself back the emuna shtar? Oh, maybe it's like this. He writes an IOU, which means it's the 3rd year, right? So he says, I owe you 3 maneh. Right? He says, I owe you. So the Gemara says, That's kesef. That's not shtar. But you, which one of the ways that an eved gets out? Gira'on kesef. That what? He worked for 3 years, right? So he has 3 years left. So they calculate how much was he bought for, how many years did he work, and then he pays the difference. So if he writes on the shtar, I owe you the difference of the money. So that's kesef. That's not, what you wouldn't call that
shtar.
So what's the case that he's nekoneh himself with shtar? Yeah? So Gemara says, Ela shihrud. Ela must be what? Shihrud, where the master is writing. You are hereby free. Okay, so it's a new type of way for an eved to go free, which means the guy's mohail. He's mohail. He said, listen, I hereby free you. So comes Gemara and says, Shtar lamali. What do you got to write it for? Lim ale ba'apetre. Let him just say in front of two witnesses, Zil. Go. Which is, he's being mohail. So Mihaila, you have to write it down. Let him or Ina Beba Pibedina. Let him go in front of a Betin and say what? Zil. What do you have to write it down for? Now she says, let him say, Let li alach midi. I have no claims against you. Then iftar, let him go. Amar Abba. So Abba says, you know what we learn from here? Zotomeret Eved Evri Gufo Kanui.
Wow.
Which means must be that an Eved Evri, the actual goof of the Eved is owned by the Adon. And therefore, Ve'arav she'mahal al gir'ono, en gir'ono mahul. Which means, a guy could be mohel on, let's say, monetary. But on the actual ownership of the person, that already cannot be mohel. That already you need a shtar. Money is an item I could say, mahalti, go in front of a betin. But to give the guy back his... his goof. That already you need a star. Look at Nashi. Nashi says, Gufo kanui. Ad shi yagiru yemei hakusho. Which is until he goes free. The actual body of the Eved is owned by the master. Ulfichach, harav shumahal al gir'ono in a mahul. Because you can only mahal on a monetary. V'sarik shechrur. He needs a freedom. V'im lav, choseru mishtabed bo. Which means, if he just comes and tells him, I'm mohail you. Means nothing. You didn't free him yet. He can go back to work. He has to work. Im yirtze, de lo shiak bo mechilat mamon, ela lashon shechrur. V'chi katav le lashon shechrur, oh, when he writes on the shtar, I'm meshechred you, v'natan le nafik. De lo geram be kena'ani. It's not worse than an Eved Kena'ani that you can free him with a shtar. Now, I don't think it means when we say gufo kanui, it's like an Eved Kena'ani. By an Eved Kena'ani, you actually own... you own the guy. It's like an asset. You own, it's like you own the cup. You actually own the Eved. By Eved Evri, when it says Gufo Kanui, I think it means for his Melacha, which means for a certain aspect of the Eved, you own him. And for that aspect that you own him for, you have to write a shtar to free him. But it's not... No, because I think only Eved Kena'ani is considered like an asset, which means that Eved Kena'ani is like a donkey. Eved Kena'ani, I'm sorry, is like an asset. That's mamash gufo kanui. When we say Eved Evri gufo kanui, it means for certain for the melachah, a certain element. Point is, once you already say that there's gufo kanui, you can't just say I'm mohen. Then you need an actual shtar to free him. On the gufo kanui aspect. So that's why we're saying that one of the ways that an Eved can be koneh himself now, we're learning a new way, is shtar, let the Eved, let the master write, Hare'ata bin Hurin. Okay, now we continue. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Abba, here we did that. Yetira alav Amar Ivriya. Oh, we learned in the Mishnah, that Amar Ivriya, there's an additional way and Amar Ivriya goes out. Bismanim. Exactly. Okay. That once she becomes a Na'ara, 12 years old, and she brings the signs of Na'arut, that is a way that she goes out. Okay? So the Gemara says, Amar Resh Lakish, Amar Avriya Konat Atzma B'mitat Ha'av B'rishut Adon. Nu Hiddush. There's another way Amar Avriya goes out. If her father dies.
Okay.
Interesting. Which means this is what happened. The father sold her.
Yeah.
Now she's working for some guy. The father dies, she goes out. Her father dies, she goes out. Where do we learn that from? So Gemara says, Bikav HaHomer. What's the Kav HaHomer? Uma Simanim. A girl gets a simanim, she gets a, you know, whatever, the maturity at 12 years old, she'en mutzi'am rishut av, she doesn't go out from the jurisdiction of the father, which means ma'asei yadeha still belong to the father, even though she has simanim na'arut. However, mutzi'im rishut adon, but simanim are powerful enough to release her from the adon, mita, she mutzi'am rishut av, mita, which obviously she's now out of the jurisdiction of the father when the father dies, ma'asei yadeha belong to her, and she wants the shoot Adon, or the more so it should take her out from the Adon. See the Kavahama that we made? Uma, if Simanim, that are not so strong, Simanim cannot take her out of the father's jurisdiction, which is when she's 12 and she means Simanim, she still has to give Maasiyah there to the father, her work she has to give to the father, but Simanim can take her out of the Adon, free her, Mita. Mitata'av, that takes her out, which she keeps on the Adam of the father, she keeps it, all the more so it should take her out from the Adon. So Mitata'av is Motzi Mide Adon. That's the Gemara I want to say. But I ask a question. Meti Verevoshaya, Yetera Alav Amavriya, quote from the Mishnah. That we said, Yetera Alav Amavriya, Shekonat Tatsma Bisimanim. He said, one of the additional ways that an Amavriya can be Kona herself is how? By simanim, at 12 years old, should be simanim. Ve'im ita, and if you tell me that what is an additional way, nitni name mitata'av. You just gave me a new way. So what did the Mishnah say? Yetera, not only with simanim, but also through mitata'av. The Mishnah should list it. So Gemara says, Tana v'shir. Okay, listen. Tana doesn't list every single case. It left out a case. So the Gemara says, "My shiir, dai shiir." Well, we have a rule that you know the Mishnah is not going to leave out if it's only one case. But if it's more than one case, it'll leave out. So what was the other case it left out? Shiir mitata adon, like you said, that well, the case of the adon died. Well, of course, if the adon died, she goes free. So the Gemara says, "Imishu mitata adon, nav shiur hau." That's not considered leaving out a case. Why? Dekevan diikan name beish lo ketani, because mitata adon is not specific to the. To the Amma Avriya. The language of the Mishnah was Yetera, which means there's extra things that apply to the Amma Avriya that don't apply to a Evet Avri. But Mitata Adon applies both to Amma Avriya and to an Evet Avri. If Evet Avri's master dies, he also goes free.
No.
Yes?
He goes to Yorshim.
No. Evet Avri doesn't go to Yorshim. No, Evet Kanaani goes to Yorshim. Evet Avri doesn't go to Yorshim. It depends. We'll see Pesukim. It depends. Actually, you're saying something. We'll let's assume that it's talking about over here where there's no Yorshim. Oh, you don't have to have a problem. Mitata Adoni goes out? Yeah, which means it's not specifically a lady item. It's not specifically a Ma'avidi item. Don't get involved in that. There's a whole subject of that, which we discussed earlier. If there's daughters, if there's sons. But for our point is that that's not going to be considered a shiur because that's not Yetera on a Amma. So Gemara says... Also, back to the question. So why didn't you put in the Mishnah Yetera Amma Avriya that's niknit b'mitata'av? So Gemara says Tana davar sheyesh lo kitzba ketani. Davar she'en lo kitzba lo ketani. The Mishnah is only listing things that have a finite kinyan, a finite number to it. Determined. It's finite. It's determined, established. Mashigan and Aimba doesn't have a kitzbah, that doesn't have a determination, it didn't list. What does that mean? Look at Ashi. Ashi says, Sheyesh lo kitzbah. The kesef miknato, which is the money that she redeems herself, it's a finite number, it's a set amount. You calculate how much was she bought for, how many years she has left, it's a formula. The shesh shanim, it's also a formula, we know how much, 6 years. The yovel, also yovel. That already you could determine at any moment when the Yovel is going to be, when the 6 years is going to be, how much is the Gida on Kesef. Yeah. But you cannot determine when the father is going to die. That's undetermined. That's when it happens. And therefore the Mishnah is only listing Yetera, undetermined items, is what? Now we're going to say Simanim. So the Gemara says, Gemara says, "Ve'as simanim de'en lahem kitzba v'ketani." Simanim also is not determined, which is not every girl at 12 years old brings simanim. So I thought your rule is you only tell me things that I could set. At 12 years old, maybe she will get, maybe she will get. So you're putting in kitzvah. So the Gemara says, no. Amar Rav Safra. En lahem kitzvah lema'ala, aval yesh lahem kitzvah lemata. Which means there's no upper, when it goes past 12 years old, there's no limit when she can get the simanim. She gets the simanim at 13 years old, she gets the simanim at 14 years old, she gets the simanim at 18 years old. But there's a determination under 12, which means the minimum age that simanim means something is what? 12. So it is determined. It's determined on the minimum, not on the maximum, which means you're right. At 12 years old, she might not get the simanim. But if she gets it at 8 years old, simanim or nothing. So there is a cutoff point where you say it is determined as a kitzbah, at least on the minimum age. Of let's say what, 12 years old? So therefore the Mishnah is only listing items that have a kitzvah. Yovel is a kitzvah. Sheshanim is a kitzvah. Gira'on kesef also is a formula, it's a kitzvah. Even simanin na'arut is a kitzvah, it doesn't start before 12. Masha'en ken mitata'av, even though she gets freed with mitata'av, but when does he die? That's not determined. And therefore, en lo kitzvah lo ketani. So that's why the Mishnah did not list that case. Comes the Gemara and says, Detanya. How do you know that simanim don't kick in until 12? We have a blaita. Ben teshar shanim. This is a masechet nida. 9 years old. It's machloket over if it's a boy or a girl. But in any event, ben teshar shanim. Shevish te sarot. Brought two sarot. Shuma. What is shuma? Yeah, shuma means it's like a wart or like a pimple that opened up and some hair came out. Pay no attention to it. Nothing. Mibin tet shanim veyom ehad ad bin yudbet. Okay, from 9 to 12 veyom ehad veodan bo, and the hair is still there. You had 12 years of the hair that popped out at 9 already is still there at 12. So the Gemara says, according to one shita, shuma. Now, it's still a mole, which means you pay no attention to it. You got to have a new hair that comes out at 12. The biyosibir biyudamino siman, which means it's okay. Which means so long as it's still around and didn't fall off, and it's still around at 12, it's okay. So that's a machloket stam. If you have a hair that grew before and is still around at the age of maturity, it's machloket. Now, ben yag shana v'yom echad, so it's either 13 in a day, divrei akol siman. Everybody says once the siman comes at that time of maturity, for a boy 13, for a girl 12, but the point is once it comes at the time of maturity, everybody agrees that there's a minimum. That's the point, there's a minimum. That's the kitzpah, exactly.
That's why he left there.
The Gemara asked the question, if you're talking about a girl, it should say 12. So machloket in the Gemara, if it's talking about a girl or a boy. So according to Shita, it's talking about a girl, it says ben yag v'yom ehad. If it's talking about a girl, so then it should say ben yav shana v'yom ehad. That's the Gemara's question over there. But the point is, you see, there is a kitzvah, there is a cutoff. Yes? Comes the Gemara and says, Mativ Rav Sheshat. So Rav Sheshat now has a question. Actually, look at that she, by the way, the word mibentish teshach shanim ve'ad ben yudbet shana ve'odan bo. Kishi yegi aliyah ve'lo nashlu. Right, they got to 12 years old and they didn't fall off. Pelukta, that's a machloket, if you consider it maturity or not. Aval, im nashlu kodem yav? But if they fall out before 12? Lo peligin abi yose, diglai milta dilav siman ave. You see clearly that it wasn't a siman, it fell off before 12. ומבין יג שנים ביום אחד מודו רבנן דה בסימן ואפילו נשלו. Right, once she's not like 12 years old and the siman came, even if it falls off subsequently, doesn't matter. Once she got it for even a day, whatever it is, then already it's okay. But again, what do you see? There is a korof. That's what the next she says. Shuma ורואה בלעז ודרכה לצמח בשיער. Okay, it's a mole, like you said. Sometimes the girls, they get the hair earlier from a pimple or whatever it is. Alma, here's the point. המביאה קודם תשע אין או סימן, which means less than 9, it can never, which is, let's say she gets it at 8, nothing. And it stayed till 12. Also, everybody reasons nothing. which is the minimum time it can come where we'll deal with it at 12, according to one shita is 9.
Wow.
Another shita said, no, it's got to be 12. But the point is, there's a cutoff on the
earlier,
on the coming in. Okay? And that's what she says. She says, Alma, Habib Yaakonim Tisha, there is a lower limit. To that, the Gemara has a question. Mativ Rav Sheshat. We have a question from a writer. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Arba'a Ma'anikim Lahim. There are four different types of avadim, avadivris, that when they go out, you have to give them ha'anaka, you have to give them compensation. You have to give them like a pension, you have to give them a gift on the way out. So there's four different types. Three of them apply to a avadivri, and three of them apply to an ama avriya. What are the cases? It says, we know that they are. Look at Nashi. And she says, "Dalid ma'anikim lahim." Tenai peligi the kaman ikalim adamar boreyach viyotze bigeron kesef in ma'anikim lo. Someone is saying that if Evid runs away, or he's going out, he buys himself out with geron kesef, you don't give him a compensation; he forfeits it. The ikalim adamar yotze bigeron kesef ma'anikim lo. And it's about looking if you get on kiss if you you give him compensation or not. Lefichach kababim Rabbi Shimon minyan arba'ah, which is everybody agrees that there's four. Ve'en borei v'gera'on echad mim, which means take the case of running away and get on kiss if off the chart. According to everybody, there's at least four cases we all agree that there is a anaka. Ve'kasa katata chashta shehen. What are the four cases? Hayotze b'sheshanim. Okay, 6 years. Hayotze biyobel, nirtza, sheyatza b'mitat adon, nirtza, that went out when the owner died, v'simanim d'amah avriya, or when an amah avriya becomes 12, and she gets simanim, she goes out free. So you got the four cases. Now, three of them apply to a man, and three of them apply to a...
Two of them overlap.
Obviously, there's overlapping, but obviously, there's no simanim by Eved Avri.
Yeah.
So the simanim applies to an amah avriya. Now let's read it inside. And the tzi'ah applies to a man, doesn't apply to a lady. That's the switch over.
Yeah.
Right? Shesh shanim applies to both. Yovel applies to both.
Correct.
The tzi'ah applies to a man, and the simanim applies to a amah. Good? Yeah. Let's read it inside now. Matib Rav Sheshat Rabbi Shimon Omer Arba'a Ma'anikim Lahem Shelosha Be'ish. What are the three? Sheshanim, Yovel, and Nirtza B'mitata Adon. When the Adon dies, you got to give him compensation. Ushlosha Be'isha. What are the three? 6 years, Yovel,
and Simanim.
And Simanim. Right.
No, Adon. Simanim.
Oh. Now the Gemara says, V'i ata yachol lomar Arba'a Be'had. You can't say that each one has four. Why? If he simanim biish,
obviously
we know there's no simanim by a man. Ve'en ritziah biisha v'imita. But if the shakish, you're right that mitat aviyah is a case. Nitni nami mitata av, which means it should be five. There should be five cases by an amah avriyah. Sheshanim, yo, four cases. Sheshanim,
Yovel,
Simanim, which is the Braita's language should be five. In the Braita's language, should say there are five ways that you give anaka. Four by a lady and three by the man. There's overlapping, but really there's five total scenarios. Mitata Av is a legitimate way that she goes out free. List it.
Question
against the Shtakish. Good? So the Gemara says, V'chitem ahachana metana v'shiyir. Okay, she's saying it left out. It left out. V'ha arba'a ketana. We have a rule. Whenever you write the number, you can't say it left out.
Because you wrote the number.
Because you wrote a number. Why would you write Arba'ah if you left out? If there's really six, would you write Arba'ah? So, Ela, you can't tell me Tana v'shiyer on this case over here. V'chitem, maybe you'll come along and answer what we answered above. Tana davar she'esh lo kitzva ketani. V'davar she'en lo kitzva lo ketani. Oh, so you're going to tell me what? That's only listing the items that are finite, determined. Shanim, 6 years are determined. Your veil is determined. So comes the Gemara and says, "Ve'asimanim de'en lahem kitzva v'ktani." Same shaklav etaria. Oh, it listed simanim, and simanim is not determined, and it listed it. Oh, v'chitema achana meked rab safra. That you'll tell me what? That on the coming in, the minimum, the 12 years old, or it's determined. Da'ika mitat adon de'en lahem kitzba. Which means one of the cases you told me is a nirtzah, that the master died, that he goes free and he has hanakah. Mitat adon is not determined, viketani, and it's still listed over there. So we're back to the question, why didn't you write mitata av? If that is one of the ways that an amma avriya goes out free,
and don't tell me
tana v'shiyir, no shiur on a number, and don't tell me this kitzba, look, kitzba business, because you wrote cases she'en them kitzba. By the case of what? The nirtza, that the master died.
Right.
Master dying is undetermined, so you put undetermined cases. So put the case of mitata av.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Good question.
Good.
So Gemara says, mitat adon name lo ketani. Who told you that we put mitat adon in there? You thought that one of the cases was nirtza, that the master died, and therefore you tell me, oh, we put in look, it's my cases, but that's not one of the cases. Oh, so what's the cases then? So Gemara says, so what are the cases? Shanim, that's 6 years. V'yovel, that's yovel, that's another way. V'yovel shel retzi'ah.
What is that?
Which means there's a regular yovel that comes within the 6 years.
Okay.
You sell the eved, right? He has a 6 year term. 2 years into the 6 year term, yovel comes. He goes out free. Hanukkah, you got to give him compensation when he leaves. Then you have another type of yovel where the guy worked the 6 years. Now he wants to stay on, pierce the ear. 2 years later, yovel comes. He goes out. So there's two different types of yovel freedoms over here. So therefore, but it's also all items that have a kitzbah.
Yeah.
So therefore, don't ask me how come you didn't discuss mitat av. The reason why we didn't discuss mitat av, because for the same reason why we didn't discuss mitat adon, because in kitzbah. So what are the four cases of anaka?
Sheshanim.
Yovel.
Yeah.
The regular yovel that breaks the 6 years. Yovel of a nirtza and simanim.
There you go.
All of them have kitzba, and therefore you can ask me a question. I can even put mitat.
You learned it wrong.
You thought that one of the cases was mitat av.
Mitat adon.
It's not mitat adon and no kitzba. So therefore the shtakish is okay. And the Gemara says hachen amim mistabra. It makes sense to learn like that. You know why?
Why?
Diktani sefa, because it says at the end of the braita, I ataya cholomar arba'a behadmim. Right? All four don't apply to either a man, an eved, or an amma. Nefi she'en simanim be'ish. Right? Simanim don't apply to an ish. Ve'en nitzia be'isha. Vim ita. But if you're going to come along and tell me that you have mitat adon as one of the cases, which means a lady has four. She has Shanim, Shesh. She has Yovel. She'll have Simanim. And she'll have Mitat Adon. From the fact that the Mishnah, or the Braita, clearly says that only three apply, you can't say that four apply to one, must be mitat adon was not one of the
cases,
and therefore shma mina, take out mitat adon. Again, at the end of that braita, you have to listen to all the cases that you have to do hanukkah. It says you should know three apply to the eved, three apply to the amma. But four doesn't apply to either one of them.
Mm.
Why? Because the language was, because simanim doesn't apply to an ish, and the siyah doesn't apply to an ish. So you only got three each. What do you mean? But if you're including mitat adon,
So the lady has that.
Lady has four. So therefore, yes, four applies to the lady. Why didn't you say four? Ela must be mitat adon is not one of the cases. So the four cases are, according to the maskana, sheshanim, yovel that interrupts sheshanim, yovel of a nirtza, and simanim. Beautiful. Three of these apply to an Eved. Three of these apply to an Amma. Do four apply to one?
No.
Now, if one of these cases, one of these four cases, was Adon, or you're talking about Mitat Adon actually applies to an Amma Avriya, which means you have your Shanim would apply to Amma. Yovel would apply to Amma. Simanim apply to an Amma, and Mitat Adon apply. So why does the Bright at the end say four doesn't apply? What do you mean, Lekaura? Four, what Ela must be, we're not talking about Mitat Adon at all. Why? In Lo Kitzba. And that's why we're not talking about Mitat Ha'av either. Because in Lo Kitzba. Therefore, the Shekish, don't ask me any questions. Don't ask a question on the Shekish. Shekish is okay. Good?
Let's read the Rashi inside.
Ve'im ita, just giving you the proof now. Tetana mitat adon. So if you count mitat adon, ve'tarti of lekehad hashiv. And we're going to count the two yovel cases as one. That's the yovel that interrupts the six, and the yovel that of the nirtza, right? And then what do you have simanim, okay, and you also have simanim, and you also have mitat adon. No, that was, we counted already. You have shanim. You have six. The yovels were counting as one, and then you'd have mitat ha'av and simanim. All four lechaura would apply to the lady. From the fact that you didn't say that, you said only three apply, must be mitat adon is not involved. You're counting the yovel separately. That's how you have four cases. And that's why three apply to the man, three apply to the lady. Exactly. Comes the Gemara and says, another question against the Shekish. Then what's the Shekish Shita? Get the Shekish clear. Shekish Shita is that a Amma Ha'ivriya goes out with Mitata'af. All the Gemara over wants to challenge that that Yesod. How? Mativ Rav Amram. Back to the story. The elu ma'anikim lahim. The following avadim get ha'anaka. Meaning, you gotta compensate them. Hayotze b'shanim. 6 years. Bayovel ubemitat ha'adon. Or the master dies. Ve'ama avriya b'simanim. Ve'im ita, if you tell me that mitat av is an option, nitni nami mitat av, v'chite matana v'shiyer, if you tell me that ve'elu ketani, whenever the Braita or the Mishnah uses lashon ve'elu, elu means dafka, then it's not, didn't skip any. V'chite matana v'shiyer shlo ketzpa ketani, v'shiyer lo ketzpa lo ketani, ve'as simanim de'en lahem ketzpa v'ketani, v'chite matana v'kederav safra, that simanim is considered a ketzpa, ha'ika mitat adon. And you put it in mitat adon. There's no kitzma. So for the same money that you put mitat adon, you should have put mitat av in. Tiyufta the Rish Lakish. Tiyufta. That's the knockout, which we finally found a braita that's not going to be accurate. So therefore, the Rish Lakish is knocked out. The Rish Lakish kavahomer amar. Oh. But he made a kavahomer, Ishtakish. Mm-hmm. Back to the kavahomer, because he said, Uma simanim that don't take out from the father, take out from the adon, mitata av that takes out from the father, certainly should take out from the adon. So what do we do with this kavahomer? So the Gemara says, kavahomer prichahi. The kavahomer is mufrach. You can refute the kavahomer. Mishum. The ika lemefrak malisimanim shenishtana haguf, which means when a lady gets simanim, that's a change in her goof. Okay, therefore it's a different person. Tomar b'mitat av sheken lo nishtana haguf. She's the same person, which means I understand a lot why a girl will go out b'simanim. Because you bought A, this is B. This is not the same girl. Once she gets simanim, it's a different item. So therefore, you can't tell me, well, if she goes out with simanim, certainly she got mitat ta'av. Well, what did mitat... It really was what you were saying. What does mitat ta'av affect her? You bought a product. She's the same product. He died. What did it change? Simanim. You understand where the freedom comes from. Simanim. It's not the product you bought.
She changed.
Panim hadashot ba'udekam. Masha'enken mitat ta'av. Mitat ta'av. What do you want from this person that you bought? The person that you bought. She's still who she is. Therefore, you can break the kavachomer. Ada. Blaita. Enik. Enik means ha'anaka. That's the compensation you give the Eved on the way out. Eved Evri la'atzmo. Okay, who gets the ha'anaka? The Eved himself gets it. The Enik ma'avriya la'atzma. Okay, she gets it. Who gets the compensation? They themselves. That's one bright. Then ya'idach, Enik ma'avriya u'mitzi'ata, which means, let's say she's under the Adon's jurisdiction, she finds something, a mitzi'ah from the Efker, le'abiha. Wow, that goes to her father. Ve'en le'rabbah, ela schar batala bilvad. Which means, if it, let's say, took some of her time when she was dealing with the Aveda, when she found the lost object, so therefore, the only thing that comes to the Adon is to compensate him for the time that it took her to find the lost object. So he gets compensated on that, but the object goes to the father, according to the Shita, and the Hanaka goes to the father. Look at that she. Ve'en l'rabbah b'msi'ata, ela skar batala, kama shebatla memelakta k'shehik behata. Ulkame parich, enek eved evri la'atzmo pshita. The Gemara is going to ask an obvious question. Who's going to get the Hanaka and eved evri? He's a free man. He's himself. Who's going to get it? Do I need a blighter to tell me Enik goes to himself? We'll wait for the Gemara. So comes the Gemara and says, obviously you have over here a contradiction in Braitot. Yeah. One Braita says what? That she gets to keep the Enik. And one Braita says the father gets it. How do you square it off? My love. Adanafka b'simmanim. Adanafka la b'mitat av. Very good. Which when she goes out with simmanim, no. And the father gets it. But when the father dies, when she goes up in mitat av, she keeps it because of the father. So then we make a hiluk. Oh, so what do you see over here? You have a bright out of support Ish Lakish.
Yeah.
Oh, we thought we finished with him, right? But the Gemara is now bringing him back from a bright. Because bottom line, that's the only way the Gemara could have squared off these two bright at this point over here. Okay? Look at Nashi. Han denafka besimanim. Ve'aviya kayam. The father's still alive. So therefore, havu da'av. Ha denafka mitat ta'av. Di'u'il deleta le'av. Zachya'i be'enik. So she gets the hanaka. Good. So Rish Lakish is back. Lo. Idi ve'idi denafka la besimanim. Both cases is talking about why she went out with simanim. So why one time you give it to the father, one time she keeps it? Lakasha. Hadi ite le'av, hadi lete le'av. What does that mean? Rashi. Actually, we don't have a Rashi yet. Ite le'av is talking about over here. The father's still alive. Okay, that we understand. Give it to him. Hadi lete le'av. The first bright that's talking about the father's not around, he already died.
She gets freed.
Okay. So therefore what? You have no Tana according to Rish Lakish. The question then is, but Bishlama means both cases are talking about the freedom came from Simanim. Because really, I'll tell you, Mitat Ta'av doesn't do anything. And what's the case? One time she got freed with some money, the father was alive. One time she got freed with some money, the father was dead. Okay, so therefore she's going to get it. But nothing to do with mitat ta'av. Mitat ta'av doesn't change her status. Beautiful. Comes Gemara and says, Bishlama, enikama evriya le'atzma. I understand why you have to tell me the braita that when the father's not around, she gets the enik. Because what would I have thought? Le'me'ut te'achim. Because I would have thought maybe... Right, the brothers get the einik. Her brothers get the einik. The Tanya, because we have a brayta by Eved Kenani. What does it say? Vitnachaltem otam lebnechem acharechem. That what Eved Kenani is like an asset. That you give it over to the Yorshim, you inherit it, right? And from there I learn, Otam Libnechem, the Eved Kenani goes to the children, Velo Benotechem Libnechem. Mikan She'en Adam Mori Zechut Bito Libno. Which means we have a Hadush here, that the Eved Kenani goes from father to son, correct? Which means, not father to son, the Adon has Eved Kenani. He dies, he's your Morish, Fitnahaltem Otam Livnechem Aharechem. So the Gemara makes a Dirasha, Otam Livnechem, meaning Eved Kenani goes to the sons of the Adon, Velo Benotechem Livnechem. But if a person has an Amah, Ha'evriya, right? And he dies now. The owner. En Adam Morish Zechut Bito Libno. Which means Maaseh Adeya, which means when a person has, let's say, a daughter. Yeah, take the case of a daughter. Take the case of a daughter. Where's the Maaseh Adam of the daughter go to?
The father.
Let's say the father dies. The Maasi Adaim now go to herself. Don't think that now the brothers are going to be your age, the Maasi Adaim of their sister. Yeah. Again, let's get this Dirasha clear again. The guy has an Eved Kenani. What's the law? He dies. Eved Kenani, all the work of it, then he goes to the children. So it says, Otam Livnechem. Velo Benotechem Livnechem. Which means your daughter, who normally you get Maasei Adeha, the daughter, right? When the father dies, that does not go to the brothers. So therefore, I have no problem that you needed a braita to tell me that Ha'anakav and Amav has for herself, because it's Hadush. Because you would have thought that maybe, like, it goes to the brothers, because you needed a whole dinashah for this. So it's not so pashut, obviously. So therefore, okay, a braita is nice. However, exactly. And Eved Devi goes out free. He gets the Hanaka. Who do you want to give it to? I understand by a girl there was a half a minute to give it to the brothers.
Right. Yeah.
But by an Eved Evri, who are you going to give it to? He's his man. He's his old guy.
No jurisdiction.
Amar Rabbi Yosef, Yod Keret Ka Hazina Hacha. What does this mean? Let's get that Shia. Yod. She ketana, Yud is the smallest letter, right?
Yeah.
Asa ir gedola. You made from right. You made a mountain out of a molehill. You took from a small little yud, and you made a city out of it. And she says, "Kolamad he'erich mishnato enam." Well, you made such a big thing over here, which means you're right. You took a small thing, made a big deal of it. You don't have to say it. You don't have to tell me Eved Evri.
Yeah.
Eved Evri. Pashut, he gets the anaka. What did you say it for? Yud Keret. It's Yud Keret. You made it from the Yud. You made a big city out of it. Gemara says, no. Abaye Amar, Achi Amar of Sheshat Haman. He was the author of this braita, Tutaihu. It's the rabbi's name. Detanya, Tutai Omer, Lo Velo Lebaal Chobo. Which we learned earlier, which means you might have thought that what? That maybe the Ha'anaka, let's say the Eved owes somebody. So maybe the Baal Hov will come along now and say what? Hey, listen. A owes B. That means the Adon owes the Eved. The Eved owes C. So therefore maybe C can come along and tell the Adon, you just pay me straight the Ha'anaka. Based on the regular rule of the Shabudad Rabbi Natan.
Yes.
That when A owes B and B owes C, so there's a Shabud to A to C. Kamash Malan Ha'anek Ta'anik Lo. We don't go with Shabudad Rabbi Natan. Therefore, the Eved gets it himself. Who else would get it? Yeah, maybe Baal Chobo would get it. Kamash Malan. No, look at Ashi. Velo le Baal Chobo. Umidisvira lanke Rabbi Natan. Which is normally outside of Eved Kena Eved. We hold like Rabbi Natan. That if A owes B and B owes C, there's a Shi'amud of Rabbi Natan, this is AOC.
Yeah.
That's why you need a special pasuk to come along and say that even though Rabbi Natan applies everywhere else, not by every because of Ha'anek Ta'anik Lo. So it's Lo Velo Le Baal Chobo. Good? Baruch Adonai Amen.